At the U.S.-North Korea summit, President Trump was effusive in his praise of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, calling him a terrific person and a great leader, and telling VOA's Greta Van Susteren that he cares greatly about the welfare of the people.
He loves his people, not that I'm surprised by that, but he loves his people, and I think that we have the start of an amazing deal.
Trump's embrace of Kim in pursuit of denuclearization has left North Korean defectors and human rights advocates like Jung Kwon Il feeling abandoned. Jung was among a group of defectors that met with the president in the White House after his State of the Union address, where he called the Kim government a depraved and cruel dictatorship. Jung said Trump led the group to believe that he would confront the leadership in Pyongyang about the widespread abuses in the country. Now he feels let down.
I was really disappointed. We trusted this big country, the United States, and we've been working on North Korean human rights issues together until now. But now I'm not sure if we can work together in the future.
In North Korea, poverty is widespread, travel within the country restricted, outside information prohibited, and any dissent is brutally suppressed. Kim Young-hwa, a defector who is part of a group that uses the ocean current to send rice to the impoverished North, had also come to believe that Trump was committed to end Kim's repressive rule. But at the summit, he said, Trump strengthened Kim's hold on power.
Trump, the leader of the whole world, acknowledging that Kim Jong-un is a smart and talented guy, is like stabbing the heart of the North Korean resident.
These defectors turned to Trump in part because South Korea had already embraced an engagement strategy with North Korea. They say officials in Seoul are pressuring them to stop sending banned information into the North that could hamper cooperation efforts underway. While Trump said he did talk about human rights with Kim, Human Rights Watch criticized the president for leaving it out of the final declaration and saying that the North Korean people were the big losers from the Singapore summit. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.